BBC News. A major trial has shown one of the most promising HIV vaccines to be ineffective. The trial was halted after it became clear that people on the drug became infected more often than those who had received a placebo. It had been hoped that the vaccine would work against the type of HIV most common in South Africa. The results of Malawi's presidential election have been annulled by the Constitutional Court, which also ordered a new vote within 150 days. It said the original poll had been marked by grave irregularities. The re-election of Peter Mutharika led to a wave of protests. At least 14 children have died in a stampede at a primary school in western Kenya. Almost 40 others were injured. Reports say the students were running down a staircase as it collapsed. Both the prosecution and the defence are making closing arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump. The Democratic prosecutors warned allowing Mr. Trump to continue in office would mean he'd seek foreign interference in the November election. The White House lawyers called on senators to end the process once and for all. Oil prices have fallen sharply as concerns grow about the economic impact in the coronavirus epidemic in China. At one stage, the benchmark Brent crude was trading at less than $55 a barrel, a fall of almost 4%. Britain is planning to end the automatic early release of people imprisoned for terror offences. The move follows an attack in London on Sunday that was carried out by a man freed after serving half of his prison term. A Canadian passenger plane has made a successful emergency landing at Madrid Airport. One of its tyres had ruptured shortly after takeoff. Reports say part of the landing gear had also fallen into the engine. BBC News.